Hi everyone, it's Michael Kerr with another episode of Humor at Work. Hey, thanks for dropping by, everyone. My favorite watering hole in Canmore, Alberta, is the Iron Goat pub and restaurant, located just a wee bit too close to my home office. They have the best mountain views in Canmore, a just ridiculously beautiful deck, where you have gorgeous views of the Rockies, great food, and consistently stellar customer service. When dealing with a service issue, one of their mottos is, catch it on the inside. In other words, make sure everyone is well taken care of and happy before they leave, especially if someone has a problem that might fester and escape into the wild. Because trust me, if a problem escapes into the wild, there's a good chance it'll come back to bite you. Similarly, as you exit the Washington, D.C. Italian restaurant Il Canale, there's a photo of the smiling owner with the following caption, "I need your help. If you had anything less than a great experience, call my cell phone at..." And now offering up his personal mobile number sends a pretty powerful message about expectations to both employees and customers. And once again, it's about capturing a potential problem before it escapes and runs rampant. Catch it on the inside is also a great meeting motto. Rather than having people go back to their offices with unanswered questions or feeling frustrated, set a goal to make sure everyone leaves any meeting feeling better about things than when they came into the meeting. You may not always get there, but it's a worthy goal to pursue. And finally, catch it on the inside is also a great end of the workday motto. Whenever possible, deal with stressful or contentious issues before heading home for the day so they don't hitch a ride back home with you. Try creating a fun end-of-the-day ritual to create a separation between your work and home life. Again, it's not always easy, but worth the effort. And now my fun at work tip for a fun way to get to know each other better at work, to introduce new employees to your team, or maybe just to get to know the CEO and head management team a little better, more up close and personal, and in a fun way, arrange to have employees' young children act as your ACE reporters and interview their parents, or maybe just the senior leadership team, on video. Include a few serious work-related questions, but also a couple of quirky personal questions. Great fun idea. And the quote of the week from Sir Richard Branson, "Fun is at the core of the way I like to do business, and it has been the key to everything I've done from the outset. More than any other element, fun is the secret to Virgin's success." Well said, Sir Richard Branson, well said. And finally, as I'm doing this podcast, it is coming right around the corner. It's actually Pete's sake day while I'm recording this, for Pete's sake, and it's right around the corner from March, or March, I guess, is right around the corner from here. So just a reminder that there's all sorts of wacky March theme days to celebrate at work. Theme days like March 3rd, what if cats and dogs had opposable thumbs day? March 4th and do something day. March 7th, employee appreciation day, something we definitely have to do, well, I don't know, every day of the year. March 10th, fill your staplers day. March 14th, pie day. March 18th, awkward moments day. 20th, alien abduction day. The 22nd is international goof-off day. The 26th, make up your own holiday day. And March 27th is quirky country music song titles day. For the complete list, head over to my website, www.humoratwork.com. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr at the world headquarters of Humor at Work in Canmore, Alberta, reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.